A so-called public hearing on Monday at the Marsac building was only noticed if you happen to live within 100 feet of the Kimball Arts Center or have received the fact sheet and timeline that the City Planning Department apparently issued on the proposed Arts Center application. There's no mention of the public hearing on the city's official website calendar and apparently no agenda posted by city planners. Still, City Manager Diane Foster says there's plenty of time to give input on the proposed design following several open houses that were held at the Kimball Arts Center over the last couple of weeks. Foster says comments can be sent to the City Planning Commission.
We've been following the process that we do for all historic design review, and this the public hearing that was added was actually added. It's not, it was done as a courtesy to the community. And at that public hearing, we had about 16 folks show up, and we had people both for and against it. So there's a lot of opportunity for the public process.
She says the application won't go to the City Council or Planning Commission. Rather, it's something that will be reviewed by the planning staff to ensure that it adheres to the Historic District Guidelines. The staff is expected to make a decision soon, as it has 45 days after the application was submitted, March 14th, to do so. The Kimball Arts Center is applying for a height exception. The current zone height is 32 feet from existing grade. The proposed new building will go up to 46 feet on the south elevation. Foster says the request doesn't have to go to the Planning Commission. It's something that Planning Director Thomas Eddington can make a decision on his own.
Planning Director is going to be making that decision. So, for example, in the code, it allows you to have an architectural feature that is a certain number of feet above the 30-foot height restriction. So that the Planning Director will be making a decision about whether that the peak is an architectural feature or not.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. If you do want to comment on the expansion plans, send your comments to the city planning staff. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.